Track 1. Welcome to the Mongolian language.
Thank you for taking the time to study the Mongolian language. The Mongolian language is considered one of the more difficult languages from the countries the Peace Corps serves. However, it won't be that difficult once you figure out some of the basic elements of the language.
Mongolian is the primary language of Mongolia. By origin, Mongolia is one of the languages in the Mongol group from the Altaic family, a language family which includes Turkish, Manchurian Tungus, Japanese, and Korean. Modern Mongolian, based on the Halk dialect, developed following the Mongolian People's Revolution in 1921. The introduction of a new alphabet in the 1940s developed along with a new stage in Mongolia's national literary language. Mongolians still use two types of writing, the classical script and the Cyrillic alphabet. The classical Mongolian alphabet, which is written vertically, is a unique script used by speakers of all the various dialects for about 1,000 years. In spite of increasing interest in using only the classical alphabet, along with a decision by Parliament to use it for official papers, the majority of Mongolian peoples use the Cyrillic alphabet, which was adopted in the early 1940s.
The Mongolian language is classified as agglutinative, which comes from the Latin root word agglutinate, meaning to stick on. The two most important characteristics of agglutination are, 1, the word stem doesn't change. Instead, grammatical changes are made by adding or sticking on suffixes to the word stem. 2, every suffix and case ending expresses only one grammatical meaning. Mongolian does not have prepositions. A lot of English prepositions are expressed in Mongolian with a case. The cases demonstrate the kind of relationship the two words have.
Other characteristic features of the language are, 1, the word order of a sentence. Subjects and objects precede verbs. Verbs are often located at the end of the sentence. So you would have something like subject, object, verb.
2, genders. Genders are based on vowels, which can be either masculine, feminine, or neutral. Vowel harmony is the main law of vowels.
3, the absence of subject-verb agreement and plurals in most cases. It's common to drop the subject if it's implied. For example, if you said, "What did you do yesterday?" it really would be something like, "What did do yesterday?" If you said, "I read some books, washed clothes, and cleaned my house," it's really more something like, "Read some books, washed clothes, and cleaned my house."
4. Compared with Indo-European languages, nouns that act as verbs are much more prevalent than normal nouns.
And 5, a shift of stress. Stress in Mongolian usually falls on the first syllable of a word.
With the following basic survival phrases, we'll try to give you a brief introduction to the Mongolian language. By reading the following pages and listening to the tape while repeating the phrases and words, you'll see what the Mongolian language looks like and how it sounds.
If you choose to come to Mongolia, you'll be provided with more information about the Mongolian language, and you'll get a lot of resources to help you with your studies. You'll also receive intensive instruction in Mongolian by native speakers during pre-service training. The documents included with this package list several useful books and websites